to place this in your lap this morning in light of even, you know, I've just heard in light of what's been happening already about faith and about what Steve said and about having the word and confessing the word and everything. So you can understand what is happening in the atmosphere right now. And that's the important thing. He says, whatever God has promised gets stamped with the yes of Jesus. Come on. Why do you think Steve has been encouraging you to write down the word and to write down those promises? That's God's prophetic way. God's prophetic word has been coming through you. It's not a special meeting now. Now this is a prophetic meeting. God's prophetic ways have started long time ago, and He's placed vision in our hearts. And this morning He's coming up and He's reminding us, come on guys, come on, let's go for it. Let's go for it. And He says here, He's stamped with the yes of Jesus in Him. That is what we preach and pray. The great amen. God's yes and our yes together. Just think of that. Just meditate on that. God's yes and your yes together. God's yes, your yes together. What power can be released for that? In this hall, in this atmosphere now, there is glory, there is power, there is anointing to break through. And God wants to break through into your lives. God wants to reveal Himself to you like never before. And the urgings and the encouragement has come through the Word over the last couple of months, couple of years, for us to now reach out in this amazing message of grace and to take hold of the completeness and all that God has. He's called us to be a prophetic people. We are a prophetic people. The fact that you say you're a Christian, that has been prophetic. And you've got to stand and believe in this awesome God that has come to dwell in your hearts. Now, you might have come here for the first time, never heard this before. Let me tell you, if you haven't heard it before, hear it now. God is a mighty force in your heart. If you've said yes to Jesus Christ, He is a mighty force in your heart to change your life, to change everything. And as encouragement came to take the word that He's spoken to you, not to me, but to you personally, and to speak that word, to believe that word, and to see His word start operating in your life. Seeing those things that are not as if they were. We heard that song about it. Everything that's happening here is happening for a reason this morning. This is a divine appointment. Yes, amen. Mina? Hey, cool. We are talking about vision. We are talking about the power of God. We're talking about His presence with us, this mighty presence. And that's being prophetic, is allowing this mighty presence to flow with us. And as we take His word and as we start believing His word and allowing this word to find a position in our lives, to find a manifestation in our lives, that's where things start happening. And He says, graciously, if God affirms us, making a sure thing in Christ, putting His yes within us. This morning, Christ has put His yes within your heart. Now say yes to His yes and start believing for a mighty outpouring of His Spirit here this morning that we've never experienced before. I believe God wants to do something. God wants to set something in order. God wants to do something in your life that has never happened before this morning. And so we move on. Let's just unlock that quickly. Unlocking the prophetic. Isaiah 22. He talks about the keys to the house of the Lord. Whatever he shall open, none shall shut. Whatever he shall shut, none shall open. Matthew 16, 19. I will give you the keys. God, the Holy Spirit, has given us two keys and emphasized two keys this morning. The key of faith and the key of prayer. Now we've already released the faith here. We've already prayed. So God is ready to move. God is ready to heal. God is ready to perform miracles. God is ready to speak a word into your life. Are you ready for that? Are you ready? Hallelujah. That's important. Complete authority is given to his disciples. As you read that, we have authority this morning. We don't have to look for authority. The word has come to dwell in our hearts that we have everything pertaining to life and godliness. We don't have to... Oh, I better put it on, hey. We need to look at our chief prophet. And I need to just say this before we go on. You need to start realizing where I... Can you put the next thing on? Jesus Christ is our prophet. And that's who we come and serve this morning. He is the one who counts more than anything. His first role was that of prophet, sent to teach and reveal God through all he said and did. When we go into the Word, that's what we see in the Gospels. We see him going out and doing that and proclaiming his Word. The Woman of the Well, that song, what a beautiful song that is. You know, that's one of the most amazing stories of God moving and God's love being manifest. He didn't condemn her. He didn't challenge her. He created the right atmosphere for the Holy Spirit to do the work he needed to do. This morning is the right atmosphere for the Holy Spirit to touch you. Are you ready? Are you opening up your life? Are you writing down those promises? Because as we go, God's going to give you promises to write on that Steve has got there. And the next one, the bulk of the Gospels are devoted to the fulfillment of Jesus' prophetic role. And this is what we're going to do. We can fulfill Jesus' prophetic role. He's within us now, and he wants to flow, and he wants to touch us, and he wants to hold us. He loves us. The grace message tells us our sins are forgiven. Everything is in the past. Now we take hold of him and all that he has for us. Let's go to the next one. As good disciples, we have this prophetic role and continue to be a positive blessing and force in this dark world. This is what the people want. This is what people need. They need something positive, something that they can hold on to while this whole world is just disintegrating around us. And I'm sure you would agree with me that it's really quite hectic out there. Next one. 1 Corinthians 1 and 2. Just put them all on together. Yeah. We preach Christ crucified, and this is the key to everything. We preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block and folly to the Gentiles, but to those who have been called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. God's power and wisdom is here right now to move in your life and to touch your life like never before. I deliberately kept it plain and simple, Paul says. First Jesus and who he is, then Jesus and what he did. Jesus Christ crucified. And that's what we preach. We come to the Father through Jesus Christ in the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit this morning. That's who we come to. You want the glory? This is the glory realm. Amen. Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. We're seated in heavenly places with him now, right now. The third heaven, where his will is never challenged. Where there's love, peace, and joy. And we break through here. A portal. You know, somebody said, oh, there's a portal out there. There's a portal in my heart. Eh? And there's a portal in your heart. And the Holy Spirit is moving now. And he's coming and he's touching us as we respond. As you respond in faith now, he's starting to do it. God's Spirit and God's power did it, which made it clear that your life of faith is a response to God's power. Your life of faith is a response to God's power. And Paul says in 1 Corinthians 1, 1 Corinthians 1, that Jesus Christ is the power and wisdom of God. And I'm saying that slowly, that it'll penetrate and penetrate and penetrate. How's that for a prophetic word? Hey? How's that for the prophetic word? Hey? Receiving His power, receiving His wisdom. Guys, ladies, you cannot do one thing in this world today. You can't take one step without this mighty power and this wisdom every moment of the day. For your own self, for dealing with your families, for dealing with the problems. And this morning, I sense there are problems here that you need to be set free from. They are problems in your mind. We fight not against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers. Principalities and powers have taken hold of your mind. The devil has taken his claws and put them into your mind, and you can't shake them loose. Well, there's deliverance here this morning. There's deliverance here this morning. You don't have to leave this place stressed out and tired out and whatever out. You need to be set free. And this is the time where it's going to happen. Amen. The strategy, I believe, that we need to do this morning, I've just been thinking about it and I spoke to my brother about it, is that while you're seated here, could you please get into groups of 2 or 3 or 4 people? If you could do that quickly, just sit around and just get to know everybody just who's with you, and then we'll take it from there. Somebody said church is going to be different this morning. Hold on a sec, y'all. Would you just turn to your neighbor who's sitting with you now and just tell them how much God loves them, cares for them, and that which God has planted in your heart, that word that has come over the ages within the last 5 minutes or whenever the case may be, just share it with those people. That's why I wanted you in smaller groups. 3 to 4 in a group, it would be nice. But if you're in a bigger group, don't come under condemnation. You've just got more work to do. But just do that right now with those people around you. Just share God's love now. Just start sharing it. Start sharing the power and the wisdom. Start speaking it out. Start praying for your neighbor. Start releasing faith towards those people. Want to sing a song now? Go for it.